Youth, energy, angst, bravado. That's the stuff of punk. But it turns out that youth may be the least critical part of that equation. More than 30 years, Milo Aukerman and Bill Stevenson have been hounding out punk music as descendants, along with their fellow band members Carl Alvarez and Stefan Edgerton. Their new album is called Hypercaffeum Spazinate. Milo Aukerman joins us now from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, great. It's good to be here.
And Bill Stevenson joins us from member station KUNC in Fort Collins, Colorado. Thank you very much.
Howdy.
You guys have a lot of years invested in this, don't you?
38, I guess. We started the band when we were in high school, and now we're geezers. We're 52 and 53, respectively.
Yeah.
Disrespectively.
And Milo Aukerman, you've been going back and forth. You pursued a career in biochemistry, I'm told.
I worked on plant genetics for the past two decades at this point. But very recently kind of hung my hat up on that. I'm not really doing that right now.
And the relationship between plant genetics and punk is?
Zero. I can't think of a single thing that they have in common.
Yeah. Well, actually, what Milo will likely be remembered for happened in some of the very last days of his lab science career. He happened upon this reagent that when blended with coffee, it created a buzz effect that was many, many times greater than what normal coffee could give you. He named it Hypercaffeium Spazinate. We're thinking one day that you'll see that actually on the periodic table. We're lobbying for that. But I think when it comes down to it, that'll be the great achievement that Milo will be remembered for.
Wow.
Yeah, as well as the explosion that ensued. So. Yeah.
Well, then we don't want to talk about the explosion, Milo.
Okay, okay, sorry.
Milo, can I get you to talk about the song Testosterone?
I was working at this mega corporation that I was at. I dealt a lot with the alpha males. Mm-hmm. And that song is kind of about dealing with them and just my desperate attempt to try to keep up with them, not being an alpha male myself and not really feeling that macho. And that kind of made me think, oh, I just got to like dose up the way they're dosed up.
There are people who leave corporate life for a number of different reasons, but they don't like the pace, they don't like the values, but they, and we do stories about them and they often become, organic bakers. And the world of punk is pretty tough too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the it's odd thing. You'd think I'd have plenty of testosterone coursing through my veins from all the punk rock, but I'm actually, by nature, a fairly shy person. And so, how I ended up being in a punk rock band is kind of a mystery. I think it just became kind of my alter ego.
Well, I want to ask about one of your most sensitive songs, Comeback Kid. Bill Stevenson, could you set that up for us?
Milo wrote it for me. A few years ago, I had a massive brain tumor, and once the tumor was diagnosed and surgically removed, I kind of had a rebirth of sorts, and I felt better than I had felt in 20 years. And I still do. I still can't believe that I'm 52 because I feel more like 30 or something. But that brain tumor had been in there for a while, just making me slow and making me old and making me depressed. And when I didn't know it was in there, I just thought oh, I'm getting old. This isn't fun. But then when they took the tumor out, it was magic. It was like, wow, I'm not getting old. I feel so great now. This is cool. I wanna be alive again. Where did you go? I didn't know you were facing elimination.
So many people rooting for you. They do anything to see you through. 2009 is when he had this thing. And in 2010, he had the surgery. We were on a hiatus at that point. And it energized the whole band and got me thinking, I want to kind of get back in there because it just turned into this whole snowball of great feelings around his recovery. Come back, kid. It's exciting to watch you live. What's the
side of your broken lid? We all want you to win. I love this song.
Thanks.
And I love the line, you know, come back, kid, it's exciting to watch you live.
I mean, I think that's what it was for me. I mean, literally, when he called me after the surgery, and now, granted, he was on a variety of medications post-surgery, but he sounded like he was on cloud nine, and I just got wrapped up in it. It was a very emotional phone call that he gave me.
Yeah, and from another perspective, too, it wasn't that many years prior to that. Carl had had a heart attack, and so I think when I came out of brain surgery, it may have just been a time where the four of us were thinking, we're not going to be here forever, so we should enjoy our band that we started together. We should enjoy it now while we're still able to. I mean, for lack of a more graceful way of saying it, you know, before one of us kicks the bucket.
Yeah. Did everything you went through make you appreciate each other and the blessing that you have to bring this music to people?
I mean, all of our songs are kind of autobiographical. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, as you go through the record, it's each song is either directed at another member of the band or is kind of like a shared sentiment among the band. And then the final song, Beyond the Music, which is kind of like, I think, the triumphant kind of corker to the whole thing, because it talks about how we started. It's kind of our little history lesson as a band 38 years ago, starting out, you know, in the garage with carpeting on the walls. That song we had to have last just because it's the kind of capper to the whole kind of autobiographical nature of our songwriting.
Bill Stevenson and Milo Aukerman, and together with Carl Alvarez and Stephen Edgerton, they are Descendants. The new album is called Hypercaffeium Spazinate. Look for it on your periodic table. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.